BBC News with Marianne Marshall. 6 weeks after saying he was pulling America out of the Paris Climate Accord, President Trump, on a visit to the French capital, has said something could happen with respect to the deal. In a hint that he could be shifting his position, he told a joint press conference with President Emmanuel Macron that we'll see what happens. The chairman of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee says he's sending a letter to Donald Trump Jr. to ask him to testify about the meeting he had last year with a Russian lawyer who supposedly had compromising material on Hillary Clinton, his father's Democratic presidential rival. The former president of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, says he plans to seek re-election next year, despite a Supreme Court conviction for corruption. He said the court had no real evidence against him. It was his first public reaction since he was sentenced on Wednesday to 9.5 years in prison for accepting a luxury seaside apartment as a bribe from a construction company. A US-based pressure group says the Rwandan security forces have summarily executed at least 37 suspected petty offenders since April last year. In a new report, Human Rights Watch said people accused of stealing bananas and sugarcane or using illegal fishing nets were among the dead. Customers in the U.S. state of Texas, trying to get money out of a cash machine, were surprised and baffled to find handwritten notes appearing in the receipt slot. They were from a man carrying out work at a bank who got trapped in the cash machine vault. The workman was later freed. BBC News.